Ottawa, Canadians are now facing updated travel advisories to the world's two largest economies, after Ottawa warned travelers who stay in the United States for more than 30 days to make sure they register as required. The advisory for the United States follows another update for travel to China, where Canadians with dual citizenship have been warned to use Canadian credentials when presenting to Chinese authorities. Canadians and other foreign nationals visiting the United States for periods longer than 30 days must be registered with the United States government, the latest travel advisory to the United States said. Failure to comply with the registration requirement could result in penalties, fines, and misdemeanor prosecution. The updated advisory said visitors can consult the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website to check if they need to register and how to do so. It said people can see if they have been automatically registered on entry to the U.S. by looking up their I-94 admission form on the U.S. Customs Border Protection website. Many Canadians have changed travel plans to avoid the U.S. as President Donald Trump has threatened tariffs against Canada and repeatedly suggested it become the 51st state. Experts have said Canadian travel to the United States could be further stifled after a Vancouver woman was detained earlier this month for more than a week by U.S. authorities after having her work visa application denied while trying to enter at the Mexican border near San Diego, California. Meanwhile, Canada has also updated its travel advisory to China after Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly said earlier this week that the country has executed four Canadian nationals in recent months. The updated advisory warned that Canadians should exercise a high degree of caution in China, especially those with dual citizenships, who may be denied access to Canadian consular services if they entered the country on a Chinese passport or identity card. Our ability to provide consular assistance in China is limited due to the level of transparency in China's judicial system, the advisory said. It may also impact your ability to obtain effective legal assistance. Joly had said that all four of the Canadians recently executed in China were dual citizens and, according to Chinese authorities, facing charges linked to drugs and criminal activities. Canada has condemned the executions, saying the death penalty is irreversible and inconsistent with basic human dignity. China's embassy in Ottawa has said Chinese judicial authorities have handled the cases in strict accordance with the law, adding that Beijing has a zero-tolerance approach to drug crime. China does not recognize dual citizenship. The Canadian Travel Advisory to China also warned that nonviolent acts such as financial crimes may incur severe punishment in the country. It adds that travelers may also face an exit ban if they are linked to people in any open civil or criminal investigations, including business disputes. Ottawa said the affected travelers may not realize an exit ban has been placed on them until they go through Chinese customs and immigration controls when trying to leave China. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 22, 2025. The Canadian Press A Canada Border Services Customs booth is seen at the Highway 55 port of entry in Stansted, K. Thursday, March 13, 2025. The Canadian Press, Christine Musha 2.